Spending time in Washington and meeting with our congressional leaders, telling the story, the important story of agriculture. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. That's exactly what it takes. Krista Hardin is the president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. She says it's important to get in front of those congressional leaders.
It certainly is. You know, there's not just one way to get all this done. You have to make sure everyone is on the same page. Understands not only the opportunities we have, but sometimes the challenges. And we do that. We reinforce that. We try to educate in making sure all elected, all decision makers do understand the really importance of, for me, it's dairy exports, right? The importance of making sure that almost 20% of our product, not quite there, but we're getting close, is leaving the country. And we want to make sure that that's continued. And we want to continue to grow that too, frankly.
When you are out with these countries visiting with them, and we're talking about all the positive things going on, and if I may, let's turn that a little bit. As a country looking at importing some of our products from the U.S., what are some of the top questions, Krista, maybe concerns that they might have that they would ask of you?
Well, it does vary country to country, and so it's hard to generalize, but everybody wants certainty. They want to know you're committed to their market. They want to make sure you're going to be there as an exporter and a source for them to count on, you know, because they have customers,
right,
you know, in the end product. So certainty is something we hear from our smallest markets, even to our largest ones. Are you going to be there? Are you committed to our market? Are you committed to doing business with us? Issues like animal care come up. They, you know, sometimes our competitors describe U.S. agriculture very differently than it actually is. So we have to reinforce those commitments to animal care and the environment.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.